Blog Talk Radio.
Easy come.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
You already know where I caught you.
Walk into the door, spread that microphone.
Turn it up, make the windows bright.
Girl, don't touch that dial.
Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building each and every Sunday, 5 to 7, 2 hours long, 2 hours strong, CC time, my time, St. Louis time. What's good, people? Hope y'all enjoying this beautiful Sunday, this in and out weather we have in the St. Louis, and I hope whatever town or city you in that is popping, because I'm getting tired of this rain. God darn it. Hey, it's the first of the month. We got a... Miss Attitude herself coming in to check everybody's weight and, you know, give y'all some pointers and tips. I like to call her my chocolate fat angel. You know, she stopped me from eating all the good food sometimes. So, yeah, I don't know if she's an angel or devil, but, yeah, we got the fitness segment, first of the month fitness segment with Butterfly underscore. So, yeah, y'all can follow her. Butterfly, I don't like spelling her name, but it's B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-I-I underscore. Oh, yeah, yeah, and I'm leaving your mic off. Anyway, we're going to get to some more music. Live Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building. All right.
The next one.
Yeah. Right.
All over my body, and I'm kissing you. Boy, I know you like it.
Ballin' hard, no NBA, no NBA. trap for honey, yeah. Bitch, I'm MVP. I'm MVP. I got the trap going real chains.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
This is a Rain production.
It's them STL R&B boys. Mo Trey, M-O-T-R-E. Where you wanna be entertainment? You know where we be. Hey, ladies, let's rock.
Look, my, you digging like a star. Body so insane. Don't even know your name. But I'm a copy. How you moving? Got me using in your brain. Freaky little thoughts all up in my head. Let's see you give it to me.
Crib tonight. That beautiful, I wanna take you to my crib tonight. Fly away with you, wanna have my way with you. I'm trying to play it cool,
but baby.
The way you working and jerking that sexy body in front of me, girl, you got me going crazy. A couple shots of Patron back to my spine and it's on.
Don't mind you drinking like a star.
I'ma be upfront about it. M-O-T-R-E up on my chest. Don't leave home without it. Girl, you looking super thick, super hip, super thighs. When I'm in that thing, call me Superman, super size. Have you screaming?
Boy, you the best.
Give me one chance, I'll have you gone. Back to my spot, girl, we can get grown. Wanna beat it back to an R&B song. Ladies call me Tanner. I play hard like Alabama. A-N-M-O-T-R-E between your legs. Well, I wanna be, girl, I wanna give you what that look for, yeah, I said it. I'm a freak, girl, let me wet it. Cookie cook, girl, let me get it. Have you shook once I'm up in it, cush. Come fly away with me tonight. I'll be your car, you be my lowest. Up and away, we taking flights down.
Superman, Superman, Superman.
Wanna see you, give it to you. You can be my lowest plane.
It's them dirty boys, you beat.
I'm on my motherfucking A-game. Still hustling, ain't shit change. I ride around and I switch lanes. I'm swerving hard, they hit me thing. It's nothing to me, I get it in. Can't lose, I'm born to win. I show up and show out. You show me one, I show you ten. It's tips, nigga, you know the deal. Pockets right, you know it's real. Flex up, you know the drill. That 40 on me, it shoot to kill. My face hot, it's on the poster. Name high, it's on the corner. On top of my business, don't rent shit, cause I'm the owner. Yo, then you jumping, I'm in the building. You get money, I'm getting it. No questions asked, it's all bad. Word of promoter, I'ma rob them dudes. I'm cocky with it, but that's a given. How you think I'ma make millions? I got it covered, I'ma let it ride and put this shit in overdrive. Let's go,
let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's ride till I'm put this shit in overdrive.
Let's hit it,
let's hit it,
let's get it,
let's get it,
let's slide.
Ooh, I'm put this shit in overdrive.
Overdrive,
overdrive, overdrive. Last ride, just gonna put this shit in overdrive. Overdrive. Let's slide, we gon' put this shit in overdrive.
Now, one thing straight, I don't give a fuck about how y'all feel, for real. I can film cribs right now, from the front to the back, nigga, with no deal. I show up, I show out. When oops in the building, watch your mouth. I'm a Southside nigga, pipe bomb your house. If she smile, pipe down her mouth. Yeah, homie, I don't want you, bitch. You go ahead, you own the bitch. She nicknamed me HD, no remote control the bitch. You know I be popping off A-tips, they call me Thundercat. Yes, I'm known to trip, you see my bag, I wear my luggage at. Weird ass nigga with a dope ass flow, A-tips, we got them lost, right? All this ice up on my wrist, my hands suffer from frostbite. Diamonds shine like summer, and that temp is late December. And that 750 white on white on white, I call it winter. You got racks on racks, fuck that shit, like my nigga say, bitch, I ball. You same boat to the money, I run this shit. All you new niggas, y'all just crawl. Yeah, T-I-P-Z, holla at them so they can tell who's who. Niggas want the view, so I upload the clips. You too.
Let's go, let's roll, let's ride, just gon' put this shit in overdrive.
Earl. Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building each and every Sunday, 5 to 7, 2 hours long, 2 hours strong. CT time, my time, St. Louis time. What's good, people? Real Dirt checking in with you, a.k.a. DJ ASC. Shout out to my team, Hottest Host T-Rail, Ray Bar, Charlie B, Chris Style, Boss Lady JP, CEO. Don't forget, today is the fitness segment with the lovely Butterfly. So, since I be having an attitude. Matter of fact, let's tell you, I know she's here. Let's bring her in so she can speak. Hello, Miss Butterfly.
Hello.
So,
hey, Needy.
What's happening?
Nothing much. What's going on? Other than eating.
Oh, nothing. Oh, you know, I'm just chilling. You know, I just realized, like, you know, I had to cut down on my eating. You know, I've been spending a lot of money on that's what I'm saying, tell me. And,
you said you had to cut down on your eating.
Spending money, because I'm spending too much money.
Oh, so you mean you just don't cut down how much spending you do on eating, because you're not getting ready to cut down eating, right?
Yeah, I'm going to cut down. You know, I don't eat as much as you think I am. The baby girl eat more than me. Ain't that right, Chuck?
Yeah. Well, she's probably learning it from you, Needy. That's not good.
Negative. I don't feed her when she's, you know, what I eat, so.
Oh,
thank you.
Sure you don't.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I understand,
so what
you know.
What did you have for breakfast today? What did you eat for breakfast today, Needy?
Truth be, I haven't ate.
You haven't ate what? Anything decent?
I haven't ate. And I have an eight period.
Oh wow.
I haven't had a snack. I just been drinking water all day.
Oh, so that means you going in later on after the radio show, huh?
Nah, I will, because you know we got the club tonight. No, shameless plug. Second to none Sundays at the law. Everybody come through, doors open up at 10, Dirty Boys in the building. All right, shameless plug. Anyway, I gotta eat. Because you never know what type of night we might have. You know what I'm saying? You've been there. You know how the drinking goes. Oh, my bad. You're a one-shot quitter. Anyway.
I have not
one
been
shot
to go
quitter.
To that. And whatever. That shot was pretty strong. That's why. Whatever.
Whatever.
And that was
so,
your
from
this
butterfly
drink, not mine.
So let me ask you, what you talking about today? You like to give a little insight in what's going on?
Yeah, we have a special guest today, one of my workout sisters, and actually I used her in a few of demonstrations that I had. So, but yeah, She's coming in to do some talking and letting us know about her fitness journey. Yeah, so her name is Tamara, and we call her Blue at the studio. So I can't wait for you to hear what's going on with her and her story.
Right, that the last story was pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Very inspiring. I'll give you that. You do have very inspiring people to call in and talk and give interesting stories. So I'll give you that credit.
Well, that's good. Maybe we team up on you last time?
All right. You talking like JC now. Let me mute that. Live Back Radio, Dirty Boys in the building. Get back to some more of this music. As you can see, the fitness segment is coming up, so stay tuned. Yeah, doing all that southern stuff. Bye-bye.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
If today was the last day, would you still say you had enough? Don't be so cold, baby. We shouldn't be breaking up. I love it when you touch me. You love it when I call your name. I be like that. You won't leave me, baby, 'cause you know I'm the one. Won't find another lady, gon' give you what you want. Don't act like you ain't with it. Ain't time to call it quit.
No.
But where you gonna go if you leave now? I take it and give it up to someone who's gonna love me better. No one can love me better. Stop playing games, baby, you know what I need. Love me, hate me, baby, do what you want. Bet you won't leave me, baby, cause you know I'm the one. Won't find another lady, gon' give you what you want. Don't act like you ain't with it. Ain't time to call it quit. But where you gonna go if you leave now? Cause I'm the only one who puts it down. You know you're mine and that's no doubt. Don't act like you ain't with it. Ain't time to call it quit. But where you gonna go if you leave now? Cause I'm the only one who puts it down. You know you're mine and that's no doubt. Don't act like you ain't with it. Ain't time to call it quits. Fight for my love, why don't you, baby? Don't just let me walk away.
Right now, I'ma blow this money. I ain't never took a thing but a tip. She can never tell, oh, you money. Bottoms up, I seen diamonds work. Mad to see that watch diamond work. King of diamonds, I seen my life. She cute, shit. Like, ooh, pillow with her ass on. Of my true dinner. Me and Marty, like, ooh, get her. Throwing money like an OS on her. Ballin' hard like a steel summer. She twerking hard like the bands on her. She love it when I put the bands on her. She fans on
her. Turn up, boy. Bitch, yeah. Give her all of it, give her all of it. Give her all of it, give her all of it. Give her all of it, give her all of it. Give her all of it, give her all of it. Watch her twerk, I'ma watch her twerk. I'ma watch her twerk, I'ma throw them bands. I'ma give her all of it, give her all of it. I'ma watch her twerk, I'ma watch her twerk. I'ma throw them bands, I'ma give her all of it. Give her all of it, give her all of it. Watch me try, give her all of it. Give her all of it, watch me ball. Give her all of it, give her all of it. Watch me try, give her all of it. Give her all of it, watch me twerk. I'ma watch her twerk, I'ma watch her roll. I'ma throw them bands, I'ma give her all of it. She won't all, I'ma watch her twerk, I'ma watch her roll. I'ma throw them bands, I'ma give her all of it, yeah.
It's them Dirty Boys, you bitch.
Live Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building each and every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Real Dirty checking in with you. I got my co-host for the day. Well, no, let's take that back. I'm her co-host for the day. It's Butterfly Soul.
Me.
Butterfly Soul.
Still got me muted?
Nope.
So, we supposed to host the D Woods singing. So, like, are we going to get, a good workout in before then so we can look all good with our arms and stuff out?
So, you can't say the showcase, the battle, the event. You call it the D Woods singing.
Yeah, I think that's much cuter. The D Woods thingy. Don't you think so?
I'm trying to be professional about it, or
well, what,
it's
what
a word for instead of thingy, but you know, you don't want to call it an event showcase. I got you. No, I hear you.
Okay.
You're right.
But why are you trying to move an inch around what I asked you? The gist of the question was for us to meet up so we can work out. You know, like if you lift and work out like maybe an hour before you get ready to perform, it makes you have this certain type of flow. So you always look meaty when I see you. So I'm trying to say, by us hosting, do you want to go work out with me before the event with D Wood?
Yeah.
And get up.
I guess me and your forehead got something in common, huh?
What do you and my forehead have in common? My forehead is absolutely fine.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that.
Uh-huh. See? I give you good compliments.
So, yeah, but you call me meaty, so it's your forehead. So
you are
we got
meaty.
Something in common. So we got something in common. Hey!
So you and my
phone. Hey, I don't need you to get your JT
my
on today, okay? I need you to come straight through. Come on with it.
What's that mean?
Oh, the stuttering going on is killing me.
I'm stuttering today?
Yeah, you out. Yeah.
That's because you keep cutting me off, and I never know when you're going to get back on and say something. So I'm trying to be respectful, something that you don't do, needy.
Very respectful. Anyway, hey, I'm thinking about doing some cleansing. You know, everybody's talking about that cleansing water. Have you tried it? Does that work?
No. What's a cleansing water?
You know, that water that you supposed to cleanse your body. You know, you put a cucumber and
the
mint leaves. Whatever it costs.
Yeah, but what people don't know that they have to drink so much of that to get the results that they're looking for. It's actually best if you just eat those ingredients that you're putting into the water.
That's better.
Yeah. Huh?
It's a better result.
Yeah. You get better results if you just eat the ingredients opposed to putting it inside the water.
See, and I think a lot of people don't know that.
I don't think a lot of people know that. I think people see it on Facebook and they see other people doing it without actually doing the research. It's so, you have to intake so much of that. And those ingredients that you're putting in there loses some of that potency once you put it in the water. So it's actually best if you just go ahead and do those vegetables and those mint leaves raw. You actually get a better benefit from it.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you do it?
No, I haven't done it. I'm sorry. I like water. I like flavored water. I'm cool on that water.
Well, why don't you try it? Needy, you may like it. Add a few strawberries to it and you know, it's kind of flavored.
I'll go get me a smoothie. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't need all that.
Yes, you do. That's good for you.
No, I don't.
It beats those cheeseburgers.
I say I don't.
I bet if they had a cheeseburger cheese fries smoothie, you would run to that, wouldn't you?
Nah, I'm not like you. Yeah. Like when they came out with the bacon, you ran to go get the bacon shake. I'm not like you. I just don't jump for
stuff
like that.
I've never heard
anything
about a bacon shake. Only you, Meaty, would know about
girl,
a bacon
please,
shake.
Don't sit
boy,
up here
stop.
And act like you didn't taste that bacon flavor. It's all good. If you did, you did. You know, hey,
I
don't,
didn't.
Look,
I
we
don't
know
even
you
know
lost. We know you're losing weight. Okay, we know this already. You lost
who
weight. We know that. If that was something
it's
back in your past that you ran out to go get first thing in the morning, it's cool. Everybody got an episode like that. You're welcome.
I have no idea what it is. I ran to go get a vanilla shake, but not a bacon-flavored shake. I know nothing about it. Probably back then I would have, but I didn't know.
So you didn't run to go get no, so you ran to go get a vanilla shake, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I would sit up and drink a vanilla shake from, what's the name of that first place? Steak and Shake?
I don't know.
Yep, vanilla.
So you just had a moment?
Yep, I did. But you know what?
Oh,
the vanilla shake has the least amount of calories in it. Damn.
Oh,
did
no,
you
know
that?
I like cookies and cream. I know I like
yeah,
cookies and cream.
Yeah, that's not good.
It is good. Anyway, everybody got time for you. I'm up here doing all this and doing all this. You so rude and disrespectful. God don't like us.
Are you getting ready to mute me?
No, I'm not getting ready to mute you.
Oh.
I'm just getting ready to play this song. Nicki Minaj, what you want to say?
That I'm excited about Tamara coming on the show today.
Oh, yeah. Won't you? She's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. She's
yeah,
coming up at about
6 o'clock. I love hearing your friends, your inspirational people come on this show and speak that good motivation and speech they be giving. Because you don't motivate me. You make me
depressed. I don't motivate
depressed.
You.
You depress me. You talk about me.
JB, what you doing? That's so rude.
All you do is talk about me. That's so disrespectful.
That.
You're so disrespectful. All you do is talk about
me. Really
all you do is talk about me.
I'm getting ready to mute you. Good day. Play a song.
I'm waiting on the music. Hello?
I don't have no music. You do it.
Hey,
it's some dirty
hey,
boys,
hey.
You bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
And that's exactly what I want you to know. I'm muting around her, not you. Matter of fact, radio, Dirty Boy, new Nicki Minaj, pills and potions. Let's go.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love, I still love. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful. Even though you out here looking so ungrateful. I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you when really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, they're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzy. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Them dirty boys, you bitch.
Loving when I'm flexing up in my car. Door swing open for my passenger. Look up in the mirror, fix my mascara. People wanna know who the hell is her. Drop top riding in my coupe de ville. I stay mobbing in my hoop to steal. Rattling the trunk when I play the tracks. Word to the left, yelling holla back.
Have me
Try follow, she top dollar. No events, already got it. Intoxicated, faded how we got home. Glad we made it. I know they hate it. Smirk on their faces, blue in the face. Smirk faces. What I do for you, more than a bank statement. What she do for me, you know that tongue crazy. Mm.
I like that,
I'm so serious, she gets this.
I bite that, don't bite that.
Mm.
I like that, go like that. Come right back, she bite back.
Oh, you mad, my chick bad.
Ooh,
yeah.
Get through it.
But
it hurts so bad.
I apologize.
way that I treat you. But I gotta leave now. Cross the case of amnesia.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
And I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Handcuff you to that bed, girl, it ain't no belly. I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. If anything, you was exploring, you wasn't cheating. She got my number stored under fake names. Her nigga think she favorite, but she run the game. Yo, love, so take me out these pull-ups. And we can fuck from Uno to Ocho.
Only if you got me feeling like this.
Oh, why, 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 why?
I cut through it, now you know.
Body like a summer, fucking like no other.
I just wanna take you out and show you off. You already know that you the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Everything's like I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy. A trophy. I want me a trophy. A trophy. I just wanna take you out and show you off. You already know that you're the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy.
Hey.
Trophy.
Hey.
Trophy.
I
want me a trophy. A trophy. I want me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy. A trophy.
Fucking on the dresser just to make that pussy wetter. Gotta put you in that bitches, then you rockin' Perry Ellis. Then I leave with you, only cause I believe in you. We get to banging on the walls just to piss the neighbors off. You in the 12-foot ceilings, ain't just painted through the hall so I can breathe with you. I wanna live my dream with you. You say that money don't matter, it's the times and the memories. Now that ass getting fatter and I know it's because of me. I know it's because of me. I know it's because of me. Got you in custody. Whoever knocking at the door, they gotta wait till we finish. I know I started at the bottom, but that ain't what we ended. I just wanna take you out and show you off. You already know that you're the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy.
I want
a trophy.
I want me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy. A trophy.
You the number one trophy wife. So it's only right to live a trophy life. You grew up on J-Lo, Timberlands by Manolo now. Till one day I put an angel in your ultrasound. I wanna dip that ass in gold. I wanna dip that ass in gold. I made it over NBA, NFL players. So every time I score, it's like a Super Bowl. Baby, we should hit the South of France. So you could run around without the pants. I put that glacier on your little hand. Now that's the only thing without a tan. My trophy on that bound bike, I gave you only pipe. If people don't hate, then it won't be right. You could look at Kylie, Kendall, Courtney, your Chloe. All your mama ever made was trophies, right?
I just wanna take you out and show you off. You already know that you're the perfect one. Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like I done won me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy. A trophy. I want me a trophy. Trophy. I want me a trophy.
I want
a trophy.
It's them dirty boys, you bitch.
Yeah.
Yo, I know, you know, you ain't right. Please stop, I know where you was last night. And if you gon' lie, then at least be good. I heard you was in your old hood. I thought we were past these days. No more games, I believe. So now what I hate the most is you think you're so smart. You think you're fooling me.
Radio Dirty Boys in the building each and every Sunday, 5 to 7, 2 hours long, 2 hours grind. I am your boy, Real Dirty. I need you to turn that turn that down so I can get all that feedback, please. Thank you. There you go. Yeah. First of the month, speaking the segment with my homegirl, Butterfly Soul. How you doing, Butterfly?
I'm good, Moody. What's going on with you? How you feeling now?
Oh, full head on the straight, you know, relaxing, enjoying the day.
That's good. That's good. Hey,
so this is the part of the show where I be like, this is your show. So you go ahead and you run the show. Go ahead.
No, I don't know how to run the show. But we do have Blueger, and she's on the line. So I think she is excited and ready to go. So,
hi, everyone. Hi.
How you feeling?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm good. Just sitting up here fussing with Needy on this other phone. So, you know, yeah. He's one of those ones. He's like our enemy. He's our food enemy. He eats any and everything.
Okay. He is an enemy then. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm a good friend.
So usually we gain up on him and we get him at the end. So just be ready to get him. Get them one
okay.
to follow. Okay.
Okay.
So, Blue, what we going to talk about today? What's on your mind?
You know what? I'm open for any questions, but I guess let's talk about weight loss journeys and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. We go take a small break, but we go come back and let you know when to come in, okay? Because I have a few questions for you, so I want to make sure everybody else got any questions for you. Meaty, you got some questions for already?
It's coming up. Don't worry about that. We're gonna play some music. Let y'all forehead soak in all the knowledge that's about to come in to you. All right, that's what we're going to do. So, yeah, Loud Pack Radio, Dirty Boy.
Ooh, da-do-do, do-do. Ooh, da-do-do, do-do. Ooh, da-do-do, do-do. Ooh, da-do-do. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I
ever
fall in love, if I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever
Radio, Dirty Boys in the building. Each and every Sunday, 5 to 7, it is the first of the month. In this segment with my lovely boy and friend, Butterfly Soul. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel so good about being your lovely forehead friend because I just love my little meaty friend in you.
I know. Me and your forehead got something in common. We just meaty.
Yeah, we just meaty.
You know what I'm saying? To all the advice of all the women out there, they always be yelling, the prettier girls or the big forehead girls. It might be true, but do us a favor as a man. Don't wear the part down the middle and push your hair around it. It looks like somebody. It looks like a cowboy, you know, riding a horse. And you see the back of the horse and the legs on. Yeah, that's your forehead. But Yeah, anyway.
You know what? I got you, but I'm going to get you off her because it's not going to be nice. Even though this underground radio is not going to be nice. Anywho, let's talk to Blue. I want to talk to Blue because I'm sick of talking to you, okay?
I'll do the same way. Get there.
Hey, ooh, I'm so glad we got you on here, Blue. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. Let everybody know a little bit about who you are.
Okay. Nickname is Blue. Been on this weight loss struggle journey since 2005. Eventually just now getting it right. I don't really want to go too far in there, but, you know, just out of the spectrum.
I want you to go. I want you to go for in debt. I was reading your amazing story, Blue, and it sounds, you know, a little like me because I was called fluffy, and I took being called fluffy instead of fat a good thing. How did that make you feel? How did fluffy feel for you?
That's actually a name that I chose for myself besides saying, oh, I'm a fat girl. I would just say I'm a fluffy girl. And it kind of picked up, and people, you know, they kind of liked it. Oh, that's cute. I like that. But after a while, fluffy wasn't so cute because I started seeing myself as the Pillsbury Dough Girl, and, you know, somebody would just poke me in my stomach, and I'd be like, woo-hoo, or something like that, you know. So I got tired of that too. Plus, you know, I used to get tired of hearing, oh, you have such a pretty face, and that just only can go so far.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, it's time to make a change. And I think I just got tired of just eating Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Ding Dongs and Suzy Q's, and they weren't really my friend. They were some people's friends, but they weren't really my friends. We were cool for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then down the road, we weren't friends anymore, you know.
Oh, goodness. I noticed that in your speech, too, that you said something about Weight Watchers. I know a lot of people that start with Weight Watchers, and I know a lot of people start with the point, the counting of points, which I really found out that that's a good thing. I actually do more calorie count, but I heard that the point system works really good. But I noticed that a lot of those people that work out with Weight Watchers, they don't have a real disciplined weight loss or a workout regimen. How did you incorporate the two to lose as much weight as you did with the Weight Watchers?
Well, to be honest with you, the first time, which was quite a while ago, it was their Weight Watchers plus their Points Plus system. I'm not quite sure what it is now, and that actually worked out well for me. And I haven't yet figured out what the exact calorie count is versus how many points you get with it. But I could stick to that and do that every single week, and as long as you follow their Points Plus system, which is what I was on, you could lose 2 pounds, depending on what your size was. So each and every single week, I was losing 2.5 pounds per week. That was without exercise. Once I was able to put the exercise in, then I could kick it up. But then it started making me, I started finding myself cheating more, you know, using my exercise calories to eat more food, you know. So it worked out for a while. It worked out well for a while because where I worked at then, everybody was on a diet. So during the hours of 9 to 6, I could stay focused. It's when I got home with my real food that we became enemies again, you know. So, but it worked out well. I started back in September 2005, and then I believe by Thanksgiving of that same year, I had already lost 35 pounds. And that was with no exercise, none at all. And the reason why is because I had just had bunion surgery on my left foot, so I couldn't work out, no walking or nothing, because I still had that big boot on. So there was no exercise at all.
Okay.
So by September of 2006.
No, you can finish.
Oh, by September 2006, I was probably down 80 pounds by then, but that was with exercise too.
Okay. Well, Blue, we have a caller that wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Pure in.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Pure. Hi, Blueberry. Blue.
Hi.
This is Blue.
Hi.
How are you all doing today? Hi, Needy Boy.
Hi.
Blue, I have a question for you. I'd
sure.
like to describe your situation as twofold. The first fold is prior to me meeting you actually in 2007. And you and I starting our lifestyle change in 2009 together, compared to then and your success on this second fold, what would you have you determined, have you had the opportunity to think back and determine your what has been the cause of your success today, of as of today?
Okay. I think, to be honest with you, Lord, the success that I have now versus what I didn't have then was exercise. I did simple exercise, like I did maybe Richard Simmons in front of the TV. I walked on my treadmill, but that became boring. Mm-hmm. So now that I have somewhere to go work out each and every day, someone that's making me accountable for every pound that I gain versus with Weight Watchers, you go in there and gain. You may remember they don't, oh, you gained weight, sorry, here what you do the next time. They never really punish you. So if you decided that, hey, I want to skip this week and not go in at all, or if I gain a couple pounds, they're not going to be hard on.
Hello?
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 Hello? Glow?
Glow is here.
Hello?
We may have lost her.
I can say that Weight Watchers is working, or it works because it does work. I don't want anyone to think that it doesn't work. It does work. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have an exercise regimen to go along with it, you're back to square one again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like I said, I had talked to a few people that did that, and they say that point system, that it really worked. But I just wanted to know with you, with incorporating the workout, you know, that was real successful for you.
Yeah, the workout really does work. And I can honestly say I lost 80 pounds for Weight Watchers. But I have never been as small as I am now working out, just doing what I'm doing now, as I was for Weight Watchers. I had never gotten this small. So this is as small as I have been in years. I'm talking about years. I'm dragging on years like it's been years.
I work out with you, and from the time that I started working out with you, I've seen you completely transform, not just your physical appearance, but your endurance and your boot camp ability has really, really improved and increased from the time that I first started working out with you. So I want to say kudos to you on that.
I agree.
So that's a big plus. So that's a motivational in itself. And I know you said in your the report that, you know, boot camp was almost a struggle to you because you was looking at it like the smaller people were, you know, able to do more. But I've seen you surpass some of the smaller women that comes to class.
Absolutely.
So that's really, really good.
Yeah, I was really afraid with that. And Glo can tell you, I would not go to boot camp to save anyone. I'm like, no, I ain't going to be able to do boot camp. I'm going to have to do some slides, some Zumba, but boot camp, no, ma'am. Mm-mm. I was scared, literally petrified to do boot camp because I'm real competitive. So if you was in there doing it and Glo was in there doing it, y'all was doing it better than me, I have to come home and practice. Because I want to be able to keep up with everybody else.
So what can you say to people who, because I know like a lot of people now, they'll say, well, I'm going to go and do slide or I'm going to do Zumba to, like, work myself up or build myself up for boot camp. What do you say to those people who try to avoid those boot camp classes?
Don't do it. Just come on and do it because you can modify and you can work yourself up. Slides and Zumba is not going to build your endurance like boot camp does. And boot camp helps to shape you up. I mean, we're toning, we're using weights. I mean, you can get away with the Zumba toning, but it's not the same type of weight. You need to come to boot camp. In order to get the weight off, you have to come to boot camp, and you have to push yourself. It's a struggle, and, I mean, we all get tired the same way we do now. We get tired before, but at least I can get those 100 jumping jacks in versus doing 25 or 30 and having to modify.
Right. You never get used to boot camp.
About you and your jumping jacks, but we're going to take a break, and you do have some more callers. And once this break is over, we're going to come back. So everybody hold on and get back with Blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see it.
Make every minute worth it, babe. This for Ursha, babe. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling. Why she making, making next?
Yeah. Is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think that she a winner. She couldn't be a keeper. Cause she's such a good
keeper.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Oh,
Pack Radio, Dirty Boys in the building each and every Sunday, 5 to 7, first of the month, sitting in 7, with my lovely, beautiful angel, Butterfly. So, ladies and gentlemen, Butterfly. So, I ain't going to be nice to me anytime. You better take that and run with. Butterfly?
Hello?
Yeah, waiting on Butterfly. Where's she at? See, that's a dedicated person. She must be out there working out between the breaks. That's what's up.
I wish. Whatever. Blue, you have another caller. Miss Yolanda, I have a question for you.
Okay. Hi. Everybody, my nickname in boot camp is Patty LaBelle. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, I'm also one of the ladies that work out at the boot camp with Blueberry. Hey, Blueberry.
Hey, girl.
Hey, I was just calling in to tell you, I wanted to say congratulations first. About your weight loss and how I also have watched you transform into this whole different person. I've been going there for a few months, and I've watched your dedication. You have been your motivation. You motivate me. You inspire me and others. And I've also, I mean, I love to work out with you. I've seen you at boot camp. And your endurance level is so high. It's like when I look at you, I'm like, when I'm going to get there. But I just love the person that you have become, because you look fabulous. I want to say that. And also is that I have a couple of questions as far as I'm a person that's struggling with my weight. I've lost some weight, but slow. And I'm having a problem with eating, you know, eating all the right foods. I can go a couple of days, and then this one day on Friday or Saturday, I just have this attack. What is your suggestion about those attacks? Also, I'm an emotional eater. If I go through something, I'm eating more. So I want to know, what are your struggles, or have you ever had any? And what can you tell me how to overcome these problems that I'm struggling with?
Well, thank you, Patty. I appreciate it. I try to work out as hard as I can. And my endurance is picking up, and yours has definitely picked up too, let me say that. But don't make it seem as though you just being there playing, because you don't. But honestly, with the cravings and emotional eating, I realized early on, with Weight Watchers, I think I was a little bit more disciplined because I don't want to say disciplined. I didn't have a lot of interference and stuff like that. I didn't have a lot of friends that would say, let's go out and eat and let's go out to happy hour, whereas I do now. Not saying that I, have worse friends. Not that, but now I realize that if I go and I work out and I eat the same way that I was eating, I have to keep working out harder and harder, and I'm never getting anywhere. And once I change my eating around because I struggle too. I have a cheat day. It's on Mondays. I'm not even going to lie. I don't try to smash everything, but I do get some good, things to eat. Like if I want to eat a Twinkie, not a Twinkie, but some chocolate cake, I'm going to eat it. I don't have a cheat meal. I have a cheat day. So that means that the next 6 days I have to work out really hard. And I found myself chasing my pound, whereas I would, cheat along the way some 3-4 days, and then all of a sudden, when it gets closer to the weekend, I'm chasing pounds trying to get to that next goal on Monday. Once I realized that I was overworking myself, then I had to start, cutting back. So every week I would go from cheating maybe 3 days to 2 days, and then 2 days to 1 day. And so now that's why I cheat on Mondays, and the other 6 days I'm real disciplined. Unless something's coming up, I try not to, deter from whatever I'm doing, chicken, fish, turkey, vegetables, a car before lunch, you know, stuff like that. Whereas at first I was chasing pounds. Even at the beginning of this struggle, and I realized that if I don't quit chasing pounds, I'm never going to make it to a goal, any goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, because every Monday, right now, like on Sunday evening, I am struggling. I'm so nervous to get on this scale. And every Monday, I just get sick because I can't take it because I need to lose this weight. But thank you for answering my question. I'm going to work harder. As long as I keep watching you, I'll be okay. I think I'm going to get there. Thank you, Blue.
Patty,
Before you hang up, Patty?
Yeah.
I was going to say, on the weekends, and I'm actually glad that we weigh in on Mondays because it makes you more disciplined on the weekends. And I find myself, I work out and do a couple of classes on Saturday, and then I caught myself running around the whole day after that, like running errands. So by the time I get home, I'm too tired to eat. That's how I get through on Saturday. Sunday is a different story, so I figure I might have to start going in and doing at least one or two classes. That way I can get through Sunday. But the weekends are the hardest, and the fish day, I'm a avid fish person. I love a bottom feeder. That catfish is just, it's like a weakness. So when they have it on sale on at Snooks, I eat it on Monday. So I just try to save everything for Monday, and I drink a lot of water. I try to get in at least 130 ounces a day. They help curb down on the eating too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Patty.
Yes, ma'am.
I have something to say to you about it too. I've seen you work out too, and I have seen your progression as far as your endurance and your ability to work out as well. But one thing that I want to tell you and let you know that you have to get disciplined. You have to know that when you overindulge or when you go against the grain on your meal plan, the only person you're hurting and affecting is you. So you,
right.
You come in on Sunday ready to weigh, you know, you have to weigh in, and you're stressing and you're nervous. And I know you know as a female that stressing also adds unwanted bloat, unwanted pounds. So
right.
With that being said, instead of allowing yourself to eat unhealthy or to pick up something that you know you're not supposed to eat, make it a habit of disciplining yourself and saying, okay, I'm going to do something different. Because every week that you say you eating unhealthy and then it's time for weighing, you stressing yourself out, you causing yourself to go backwards. So don't do that to yourself. Like Blue said, she have her cheat day. I don't do cheat days anymore. I do cheat moments. So with Blue having one cheat day throughout the week, and then she has to grind the other 6 days, I have a cheat moment maybe 3 times a week. And that moment may be that little bit of craving that I want, maybe on a Monday or maybe on a Thursday, and then I'll split it up. But instead of hindering yourself with a whole cheat day or saying I'm an emotional eater, find something else that you can eat. You can eat tons of strawberries because you're an emotional eater. Just because you're an emotional eater don't mean you have to go and indulge in stuff that you don't need to eat. Use that emotion towards something else. When I get emotional, I go work out.
Mm.
So let that be the thing that you want to fight toward, not, oh, you done made me mad, so now I'm going to go eat this, or, oh, I don't feel right, so now I'm going to eat this, instead of just saying I'm going to eat something. I'm getting ready to go burn me 500 calories so I can enjoy this big mucho margarita. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to I'm just getting ready to eat all this chicken and all this pasta, and then I'm on 4 pounds, and then I'm going to freak out when it's time to weigh in, and then I have to hear people's mouth. That's what you don't want to have to do. So first you have to get yourself disciplined, and once you begin to form that habit of eating healthy, anything that you eat that's not right for you is not going to agree with you. Once you start losing, like the amount of weight Blue have lost, once you start really losing that weight the right way, you're not going to want to backslide and put that back on, or you work out too hard to let be the reason why you're putting that back on. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, Patty.
Thank you, Daddy. I think I'm going to start using a cheat moment, too.
Yeah.
I think about that.
Cheat moment. So, Blue, we have had a, you had another caller that left a question that they...
Hello?
Yeah, you had another question that a caller had left. They didn't want to go live, but they wanted to ask you a question, so.
Okay.
I'm still listening, so.
That's fine.
Okay.
You can still listen.
Oh, okay.
Some people wanted to know about your, she wanted to know about your meal plan and how do you prep, if any.
With my meal plans, yeah, I have to prep. And I prep for the entire week. So the meal plan basically for breakfast is all protein. I try not to eat bread, even though I can incorporate into my diet. I personally feel that when I eat bread, it doesn't sit well with me and my stomach, basically. So I may eat bread on a Monday if I'm going to eat it, and it's normally one piece. So, and it's going to be 45 calories. But for the most part, I eat protein, maybe eggs and turkey bacon for breakfast. For my first snack, if I eat any carbs for that day, it's going to be a piece of fruit or orange, something like that. Then for lunch, dinner, I'm going to eat some chicken and fish. It's always going to be a green vegetable, sometimes cauliflower. And then for my last snack of the day, it's going to be some vegetables. Something, no carrots, no corn.
Hello?
The call dropped. Oh, get back to the modern music. Hope she'll call back and continue. Live Pack Radio.
What happened, but after all of the sex, I had to give me a nap. Blame numbers in my phone, don't remember the name. Damn, so much Patron, I forgot I came. Strip poker, motherfucker, that's the name of my game. Baby girl, don't wanna play, she get naked for free. Left eye in the wink, girl, you know you a creep. Tryna see me every hour like a jam of the week. Imagine me and you and one of your friends. I already seen two, so now I'm fucking the twins. Colin Drew, I need a few, so I'll be back in a minute. About to occupy this room and turn this bitch to a tenant. Ooh, kill him, no, you feel him. Dick is big as material. Say she let a scenario. It's Woody Wood in your stereo. So here we go, old family flat. I'm trapping out of that house party with a party sitting on my lap.
Party, shawty won't stop. She just wanna hit a beat drop. It's a big house party.
Rich with an attitude, let me fuck in the living room. Let her spit on the mic, she always wanted an interview. Started when we was younger, so you always would be my boo. Touching you like a mushy, let you burn all my fruit loops. Now make that ass clap, let me know you the truth. Truth in the party got records, who you with Uncle Fester? Say he just got the message and he been home in a second. Let me get the impression, no kidding the plan. I got that loud like Bilal, if you know what I'm saying. I smoke you out, you and your partner, now your hand a fan. Took the thoughts of red lobster, fucking shrimp and some scam. Fucking a what? Woody words were headed back to the house party. Was that even a question?
Hold up. Party. Yo, shawty won't stop. Hold up. She just wanna hear the beat drop. It's a big house party. Yeah, it's a big house party. Yeah, it's a big house party. Party to the cops knock. Even then the party won't stop. It's a big house party. Yeah, it's a big house party. Yeah, shawty there with the big butt. Working overtime, she got the time, no, getting paid up. And I in the mind, see dollar signs in my future. Yeah, two chains on it, shawty drop it right now, loose change on it. Girl, I'm parked outside, we can disappear for a couple hours. Come back, party still alive, drink it till I'm thought. Drop it down low, drop it down low. Drop it down low, drink it till I'm thought. Drop it
to me. We'll party till we just fall out. We fall out, yeah. It's a big house party. Shawty won't stop. She just wanna hear the beat drop. It's a big house party, yeah. It's a big house party, yeah. It's a big house party. Party to the cops knock. Even then the party won't stop. It's a big house party, yeah. It's a big house party, yeah. Shout it there with the big butt.
Live Pack Radio, Dirty Boy, we back. Business taking this butterfly.
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm back on. I can hear you.
Okay, we had lost you a little bit there, Blue. But
yeah,
I do want you to, I want you to finish up and close it out. Just give some pointers and give some advice to people who are looking to start their weight loss journey, and just shoot us some suggestions and some advice.
Okay. One thing that I realized too, that I love chocolate, and I have to, and it just keeps me going. Each day I have to eat one Dove chocolate, and it just keeps me going. As far as my eating plan, I stick right with everything else, and I don't feel that's cheating. That's just, I'm burning that off when I do a boot camp class, basically. So
yeah.
I do that. That does keep me motivated. It just keeps me going to the next thing. And as far as everything else, if me personally, what you can't, you can go in and work out, but until your mind is ready, until you're ready to say I'm ready to lose weight, you're gonna just be spinning your wheels. So once you're ready to lose weight, don't let anybody else deter you and say, oh, you done lost too much weight. Your head is big, because I've heard that too. Your head is getting big, your body getting small. My head's gonna be big regardless, so it's gonna have to just be what it is.
I know that's right.
And just stay motivated. And if you ever find yourself falling off, just come back and say, you know, hey, do a reality check. Because if you gain some weight and them jeans you were sitting in, because I have a favorite pair of jeans. They're no longer my favorite. I had to move them on and give them somebody else. But I do have a new favorite pair of jeans. Now, these Michael Kors jeans that I spent, you know, $5 from on a little bargain box rack or whatever, I can fit them to their my favorite jeans now. If they ever get tight, I'm going to have to buckle down and do 100 push-ups or whatever extra, but I can't let them get tight. But just staying motivated and having people around you that want to do the same thing and continue to go work out. Find somewhere that's going to fit you to work out at, so that way you can have accountability partners, because it's nothing like trying to do it on your own. It's always easier in a group.
Yeah.
That's just my suggestion.
That's good. Well, Blue, tell Meteor what he should do, because he likes to eat a lot of fattening food. So give him just a little short few words of encouragement,
oh,
because
right,
he tells
fattening.
Me I don't encourage him anymore. But he loves our.
You try to kill me with that dip. Did you tell
him that?
No, you didn't tell
him. Oh, no. What are you talking about, Pure?
He's talking about some dip that he ate that he shouldn't have eaten. See, he's not.
That you gave me, and
like
right here, eat that. Come on, I need
I
you to eat
it. To him?
It was some veggies with some dip. Gave me the dip.
Oh.
I had an allergic reaction and almost choked and died and man.
Because Blue, he's not used to eating, you know, veggies and stuff. Now, if it was a cheeseburger full of
don't
grease and lard, he would have been really
good. That's right.
So, with that being said, Blue, just shoot him a line right quick and tell him how he needs to
put your life jacket on, because you got to save yourself. You're smart. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Over there drowning.
I see the resistance from him already, Pure. I can't even say nothing to him.
Yeah.
He's gonna resist it anyway.
He's not disciplined. That's why his.
I didn't want her to tell
teeth.
The truth. She tried to kill me.
Oh, but
I didn't give you the dip. I didn't give it to you. I told you to eat the dip opposed to the chocolate covered cookie.
Well, that sounds good, but we gotta stay focused. Stay focused.
He's not focused. So Blue, I want to thank you so much, Blue. Mm-hmm. Whatever, Meaty. For calling in, and I want to thank your guests for calling in, and our fitness sisters called in, and we all worked out at Total Body Beautiful in Bell Fountain. So if anybody want to come join us, they can. We do get it in. Meaty on the phone, he's scared, but That's just going to let him stay like that with the gut and everything. So, but I
well, tomorrow at 4:30. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 4:30 a.m. You can be there.
Who can? You going to be there, too.
Sure. I'll be just getting out the
no.
club.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you should come on by. You won't even be asleep. You ain't got to wake up. You already be woke.
He's scared.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. I need sleep. Ain't nobody scared. Uh-huh. No one's scared of catching your forehead in the middle of the dark by accident, getting knocked out.
You know what? That's
anyway.
My cue. That's my cue.
Thanks, Blue.
All right, you guys have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate
beware
you.
Her forehead when you're working out, please. Thank you.
Oh,
have a good
up.
Day.
You know
set
what?
Up. What?
Bye.
Bye.
God bless the forehead people. God bless the forehead people.
God bless the meaty people.
You sit up here like I'm just fat. Yes. So. Like I weigh three.
You know,
like,
I didn't,
yeah,
I never,
like I weigh out. I'm my weight class.
You was fat. I said meaty.
Well, like
I
I'm,
never said
you got
fat.
You confused with T-Rail.
Told,
I'm not the hot adult. Let's get this
I
straight.
I would call you thick, but I was told not to call me in thick, so I call you
meaty. No, don't. That's some zesty. That's zesty. Don't ever call
that's
me no
zesty. I didn't
what?
Know that at first, but
that's
I know that now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you do. It's like
I
your
appreciate
forehead.
You, though, DJ. Whatever. Yeah, I was getting ready to get
you
nice,
know,
you and
you
just put that down.
Forehead, but anyway.
Yeah, whatever. You got that 10-pound meaty belly.
Ain't no belly.
You little hog. Whatever.
It's the size of your forehead. But anyway.
Whatever.
Live Pack Radio.
Yeah.
Dirty Boy. First of the month fitness segment with Butterfly Soul.
Hey.
Yeah, that's because I can eat whatever I want. But anyway.
You
yeah.
Should.
Make sure y'all tune in each and every Sunday. People, Live Pack Radio. Dirty Boys. I'm your boy, Real Dirty, a.k.a. DJ ASD. Shout out to my team, How to Soul Steve Real. Charlie B. Radar. Oh, man. Also, I want to give a happy belated birthday to Charlie B. His birthday was Friday. So, yeah, happy birthday, Charlie B. Dirty Boys in the building. We're going to kick it all weekend like we've been doing. Shout out to DJ King C, a.k.a. DJ Chris Style, Boss Lady JPC, yo. Mixtape coming soon. Talking about a shout to keep on tripping with Real. She going to smack the taste out of her mouth and put a hot red pepper in the mouth and make it easy for days. Buy you one mixtape. Anyway, I get back into some more of this music. Catch y'all next week. Butterfly, you got something to say?
Yep, I just want to say if anybody want to get in touch.
Mute. Don't want to hear it. Loud Pack Radio. No, I'm playing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm going to mute
go ahead.
Too.
Go ahead. Go
I'm
ahead.
Getting ready to mute too. Good day. I'm going to finish
you
my.
You going to say what you going to say?
You can reach me at unheardmedia.biz and just click.
At the end of the day, I am King Kong around these parts. Let's get that straight. Now you can speak.
Anywho, get at me at unheardmedia.biz and click on the Butterfly Soul tab if you want to talk or discuss anything on a fitness segment. And you can also catch me on Instagram at butterfly_soul, and that's butterfly with two I's. Muchas.
Yeah, what she said, people. DJ Chris, I'll go ahead and take us up out of here.
You are now entering the Close Burn Session with DJ Chris Style on Hot 104.1. Baby, you know. DJ Sticky Fingers.
Them lights shining on you.
Get there.
And baby, I'm trembling inside. Love the woman that I barely knew. I must have been out of my mind.
Get there.
Oh, I'll never hurt you again, girl. I know you deserve a better man. Hey, I was a fool and I let you down. So why would you stay? Woman, I beg your forgiveness. And I'll do whatever it takes. And may the Lord be my witness. Honey, I never meant to treat you this way. Sugar, your heart has been broken. But I can still see true love shine in your eyes. When every word has been spoken. Woman, I love you for the rest of my life. Oh, wow. I'll never hurt you again. Girl, I know you deserve.
DJ puts down the words, baby. Get there.
Yeah.